Revisiting winter wheat, David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Yesterday, we did a report on a very good crop for winter wheat in the Pacific Northwest this year and said things were not so good elsewhere due to drought. So just how have extreme drought conditions impacted this year's U.S. winter wheat crop? A reflection was recently showed by USDA's June crop production report for this commodity.
Our production forecast, 1.17 billion bushels, 8.1% below what was produced last season, or 104 million bushels less than last year's crop.
That was Lance Honig of the National Agricultural Statistics Service saying what was telling was the numbers from the first harvested area and yield forecast for this year's winter crop.
Harvested area for winter wheat, that's 24.5 million acres. That's down 3.8% from what was harvested last season. Our first yield forecast is 47.9 bushels per acre. That's down 4.6% or 2.3 bushels per acre from last year's final yield.
And Honig noted the effects of extreme drought in the southern plains, which is prime hard red winter wheat growing country.
Really, it's all about the harvested to planted ratios, probably more than just the acreage change. So if you kind of tie those back together, technically those declines in Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado, those are low harvested to planted ratios as well.
A much rosier picture in the Pacific Northwest, where we've had decent precipitation this spring. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.